رب العالمين، له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله وملائكته والصالحون من خلقه عليه كما وحد الله وعرف به ودعا إليه، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يحرم هذه الوجوه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، وأن يبيضها يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه، وأن يجعلنا ممن يؤتون كتابهم بأيمانهم، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. We continue inshallah where we stopped last time, the topic of shafa'ah, which is only a little bit left of it, and then inshallah we will cover for the remaining of time the sirat inshallah, which is the sirat al-mustaqim. But before we proceed inshallah, just to remind all inshallah about shafa'ah, which is very important. It doesn't matter who is your, those who are around you, or who you know, or who you married to, the family of your wife, or the family of the husband, or those who are around you. Understand one thing, that قول الله عز وجل فإذا نفخ في الصور فلا أنساب بينهم يومئذ ولا يتساءلون. No relatives, no blood relationship, no status will benefit us, will benefit each other يوم القيامة. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. Every nafs is accountable for whatever it's doing, and no one will be asked about the acts of others. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. So the reason for these majalis, this majalis, I call it majalis ilm, it is very important because we are studying a book together. And if you can think, if we can finish in 1 year 3 books or 4 books, and Allah give us to live 15 years, so that's 60 books. Right? Am I right in the math?
Yes.
I hope my math is right. So 60 books. 60 books to add to our library of knowledge, and compare them to the years that we lost in the past. We have not used the time. We see, we regret the time we lost. We regret that we wasted our time not sitting in these gatherings. We thought that going and visiting each other and socialize and all these gatherings will benefit us. In reality, these gatherings doesn't benefit. لا تسمن ولا تغني من جوع. A man came to a masjid and he told the imam, يا imam, أنت تقرأ كثيرا. You read a lot. So why don't you shorten your salah? So the imam, from his, I want to say, sense of humor, he led the salah, and as soon as he finished al-fatiha, he started reciting from surat al-ahzab, the end of surat al-ahzab. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُونَا السَّبِيلَ رَبَّنَا وَآتِهِمْ ضَعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَالْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. The ayat, we listen to our sada. You know what sada means, right? Our, who are above us, superior to us. And as a result, Allah give them the extreme punishment because they listen to them. So the man came to the imam after the surah, told him, lead as long as you want. So sometimes, you know, to satisfy everybody's heart, you know. But the idea is, when it comes to the matter of the deen, you know, a few minutes inshallah here and there is worth it, because nothing goes waste when it comes to the matter of deen. Everything is written inshallah. وقالوا ما لي هذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. Every small and big is being registered and recorded, and this is from the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We'll proceed inshallah with the topic of شفاعه that we stopped last week.
As for those who follow the middle course, they are the Ahlul As-Sunnah wa Al-Jama'ah. They neither negate the intercession absolutely nor affirm it absolutely. Rather, they affirm it based on two conditions contained in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. This is the brief discussion on the intercession. His saying, for the sinful Muslims, that is, there will be intercession for the sinful believers, those who do not reach the level of disbelief. His saying, on the Sirat, the bridge across hell, meaning the Prophet ﷺ will intercede for the believers while they are crossing over the Sirat. He will also intercede for whoever enters the fire, so he is brought out from it if he is from the people of Tawheed. So he will intercede on the Sirat when people cross over it. The Sirat is a bridge laid across the fire. People will cross over it based on their deeds. Some will pass like the twinkling of an eye, some like lightning, some like wind, some like a horse, some will run, some will walk, and some will crawl. And among them will be those who will be snatched and thrown into the fire. The entire creatures will pass over this bridge. The believers and disbelievers, nothing will save them except their deeds. Allah the Most High says,
وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا.
There is not one of you but will pass over it. This is with your Lord, a decree which must be accomplished. Then we shall save those who used to fear Allah and were dutiful to Him. And we shall leave the dhalimun therein, humbled to their knees in hell. So no one will be saved except for the people of taqwa. As for the disbelievers, they will indeed be destroyed in the fire, and Allah's refuge is sought. This is the Sirat. His saying, after that, Allah will bestow abundant favor upon whomsoever He will. Allah may remove some believers from the fire without the intercession of the intercessors. Rather, through His favor, glorified and honored, He will remove some people from the fire without the intercession of anyone, but out of His favor, the mighty and majestic. His saying, and they will come out from the hell after they have been burnt and turned black. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Quran that the people of the fire will eternally abide in it. They will neither die nor live therein. Allah the Most High says,
فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا.
Therefore remind men in case the reminder profits them. The reminder will be received by him who fears Allah, but it will be avoided by the wretched, who will enter the great fire and will be made to taste its burning, wherein he will neither die to be in rest nor live a good living. So the one who does not accept the reminder or admonition but persists in his sin, such will enter the fire and remain therein without living a comfortable life or dying a comfortable death. Rather, he will remain in punishment. But the one who enters it from among the sinful Muslims, he will be burnt and become black. Thereafter, he will be removed from the fire and placed in a river that is called the River of Life. So their bodies will grow. When their bodies become completed, they will be granted permission to enter the paradise.
This is the end of Al-Shafa'ah. And Al-Shafa'ah, it talks a little bit about Al-Sirat, which is the bridge. And here now, inshallah, we're going to talk about Al-Sirat, which is number 19.
Belief in the Sirat upon hell.
قَالَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالصِّرَاطِ عَلَى جَهَنَّمَ يأخذ الصراط من شاء الله ويجوز من ويجوز من شاء الله ويسقط في جهنم من شاء الله ولهم أنوار على قدر إيمانهم.
The author said, to believe in the Sirat across hell, the Sirat will snatch whomsoever Allah wills. Whosoever Allah wills will pass across it, and whosoever Allah wills will fall into hell. They will have light in proportion to their iman. From what will occur on the day of resurrection is crossing over the Sirat as mentioned earlier. Linguistically, the word as-Sirat means road, But what it means here is the bridge laid across hell. It is very tiny, tinier than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword, and hotter than ember. The entire creatures will cross over it in proportion to their deeds. Their deeds will make them move. Whoever is saved has certainly succeeded, and whoever is not saved is destroyed. The crossing of people over it is in proportion to their deeds. Some of them will pass like the twinkling of an eye, some like swift lightning, some like the wind, some like horses, and some like riding camels. Some of them will run on their feet, some will walk, and some will crawl. Some will be snatched and thrown into hell. This is mentioned in the glorious Quran and prophetic Sunnah. Allah the Most High says,
فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيًّا.
So by your Lord, surely we shall gather them together, and also the shayateen with them. Then we shall bring them round hell on their knees.
وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا.
There is not one of you but will pass over it, hell. This is with your Lord, a decree which must be accomplished. That is the hellfire. This passing means the crossing over the Sirat. This is the passing mentioned in the Quran, and the address in the above verse is to the believers and others. There is not one of you but will pass over it. The believers, disbelievers, hypocrites, and all creatures will pass over this Sirat. Whoever is saved from it will enter the paradise, and whoever falls is destroyed. Then we shall save those who used to fear Allah and were dutiful to Him. And nothing can save except the fear of Allah. Neither physical strength, nor wealth, nor social status can save one. Nothing can save except the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the text of the glorious Quran. Some ahadith have been reported in the Sunnah concerning the fright of the day of resurrection, among which are the crossing over the Sirat. It is a must to believe in the Sirat and crossing over it. To believe in that alone is not sufficient. Rather, it must be accompanied by righteous action. Therefore, man should prepare for the crossing over it with the fear of Allah, which is righteous deed. His saying, the Sirat will snatch whomsoever Allah wills, and whomsoever Allah wills will pass over it, as Allah the Exalted says. Then we shall save those who used to fear Allah and were dutiful to Him, and we shall leave the zalimun therein, humble to their knees in hell. This is because there are hooks on the Sirat that will snatch whomsoever it has been ordered to snatch, while others will pass over it. His saying, they will have light in proportion to their iman. On the day of resurrection, the people of iman will have light by which they will walk as stated by Allah the Most High.
نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Their light will run forward before them, and with their records, books of deeds, in their right hands, they will say, Our Lord, keep perfect our light for us, and do not put it off till we cross over the Sirat, a slippery bridge over the hell, safely. And grant us forgiveness. Verily you are able to do all things. Allah the Most High also says,
يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
On the day you shall see the believing men and the believing women, their light running forward before them, and by their right hand, glad tidings for you this day, gardens under which rivers flow, paradise, to dwell therein forever. Truly, this is the great success. the hypocrites will initially be given light because they entered into and displayed Islam. So they will be treated with the like of what they displayed in the worldly life. So they will be given light as a delusion to them, as they used to deceive with their fake Islam. Afterwards, their light will go off and they will remain in darkness. On the day when the hypocrites, men and women, will say to the believers, "Wait for us." That is, wait, because they will be walking behind the believers.
نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور فاليوم لا يؤخذ منكم فدية ولا من الذين كفروا مأواكم النار هي مولاكم وبئس المصير.
Let us get something from your light, it will be said. Go back to your rear, then seek a light. So a wall will be put up between them with a gate therein. Inside it will be mercy, and outside it will be torment. The hypocrites will call the believers, "Were we not with you in the world?" The believers will reply, "Yes, but you led yourselves into temptations. You looked forward for our destruction. You doubted in faith, and you were deceived by false desires till the command of Allah came to pass. And the chief deceiver, Shaitan, deceived you in respect of Allah. So this day, no ransom shall be taken from you, nor of those who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah. Your abode is the fire. That is your mawla, your friend. And worst indeed is that destination. So iman will become light on the day of resurrection. By it, its companion will walk, while on the contrary, the disbelievers and the hypocrites will be in darkness, and the refuge is with Allah. They will not know where they are going.
End of chapter of Sirat. We completed al-Shafa'a wa al-Sirat. One thing to mention about al-Sirat, to those who read al-Fatiha fast, and when you understand al-Sirat and the description of al-Sirat, how thin and how sharp and how it is laid over Jahannam like a bridge. When you come to the word, when you read Al-Fatiha, to say Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, if your heart is present with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim will sit in your mind and heart, and you will not read it like you want to go to sleep and say it fast when you see yourself about to start the journey. There was a bridge built in China. They made it, I don't know how many hundreds of meters high. It's made purely from glass. Purely from glass. And they sent somebody from my family member, sent it to me on one of those social media. And they asked the people to cross. And I think the distance between one side to another, less than 100 meters. The people, when they walk on it, even though it's made from a strong glass, it is a kind of a unique bridge. It's completely glass. Everything is glass. You don't see no metal, nothing. Glass. When they walk, and below them, it's a steep, really very steep. You can see valley, trees, waters, all the way at the bottom. They crawl on it, even though it is made by engineers, and I'm sure before they put it, they made so many tests. They crawl. A lot of people, when they are walking, rarely can see somebody who is walking on the glass, because there is no signs of metal or anything to show you that you are walking or safety. It looks like you are walking on the air, and they crawl. Comes in my mind right away of Sirat, because Al-Mu'allif said, and the last people are crawling, right? After walking is what? Crawling. وَكُلُّ مَخْدُوشٍ نَاجْ As the Prophet ﷺ said, every scratch one, maybe the hook comes and miss you, it's going to hurt. Because that hook, according to the ulama, said, every sin, it has a hook. Backbiting has a hook. Healing has a hook. So when there is a backbiting comes to snatch you, Well, he is not a backbiter. It misses him. It comes to him as those who prevent their zakah, but he is a zakah payer. It will misses him. It comes to him, he is the one who cheated. He did. I'm not saying anybody, I'm not putting to anybody now. He did snatch him. Take him down. So each hook, it is commanded for a certain deed that you did, bad deed I'm talking about, to snatch you by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring you down to Jahannam. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. It is a promise. And everybody has to pass Jahannam. Except for those who ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give him the glad tidings of they will enter Jannah without kitab. And among them, who knows? Ukasha. In the time when the Prophet ﷺ said that there are 70,000 from my ummah will enter Jannah without hisab, meaning that they will pass the sirat because of qasam. They will pass the sirat because everybody has to go into the sirat. Nobody is going to be missing, even them, but maybe because of they have already granted the Jannah on the authority of the Prophet, they will be like the one with the lightning or the blink of an eye. And Ukash said, Ya Rasulullah, ادعو الله أن أكون منهم, قال أنت منهم. Immediately, there's a lot of Sahaba. A lot of Sahaba were sitting at the time, but nobody was given to think for a second to ask the Prophet ﷺ to be among them. And he said it, and the Prophet ﷺ granted. Another Sahabi, he wanted to. Same thing, the Prophet ﷺ told him, Ukash, beat you to it. It was only one who was given to me. I was permitted only for one person in this gathering, and it was Ukash. So this is completed al-shafa'ah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe to be shafi'een to each other inshallah yawm al-qiyamah. You remember me inshallah, I remember you. Maybe I'm not the one, but maybe you're the one to take me inshallah to the other side. It's not about who is here and who is not. Maybe the weakest one here that we don't think he is the one, he could be the one with the shafa'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who run on the sirat, inshaAllah. We'll continue tomorrow, inshaAllah. We'll stop there, inshaAllah. Subhanaka Allah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.